This is The Book in the Spade, a report on the latest discoveries and developments in biblical archaeology. Here's your host, Gordon Govier.
Walking where Jesus walked is one of the attractions of going to Israel. There are places where you can go to walk in 2,000-year-old footsteps, and among them are Roman roads, amazing examples of Roman engineering that have lasted for 2,000 years. Moshe Gilad, a journalist with the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, recently reported on those roads, and as we discussed his article, he told me about one road that was built especially for pilgrims going up to Jerusalem.
Where there were steps going up to, because if you go from Jaffa or from western part of Israel to Jerusalem, you go up the mountain. Jaffa is sea level. Jerusalem is about 800 meters high, which means you're going up all the time. For the pilgrims, there were roads with steps. You were going up steps.
I remember several years ago when I was in Israel, I think we were traveling from Bethlehem down to the Elah Valley, and there was a stretch of Roman road that had steps in it right in that area.
You know Israel very well. I'm really impressed. Okay, so what you've mentioned now is this southern pass of the Pilgrim's Way going to Jerusalem. Exactly. And there are Roman steps there. We call it today Caesar's Road. Actually, I've been there a couple of weeks ago, walking up these steps. We call it Caesar's Road because there are some evidences showing that Adrian, when he was in Israel, he went up to Jerusalem on this road. So it's called Caesar's Road. There is a really nice hiking path going there. And you can actually walk it all the way to Jerusalem.
So one of the reasons that the Romans built their roads so well at a particular time or another was because the emperor was going to visit and they wanted to make sure he had good roads.
Yes, but this is, I don't think it's really fair putting it like this, because this was it maybe an excuse or gave them motivation, but their system, the whole network of roads were made for better, for the army, mainly to bring food and equipment for the army. I mean, if the emperor is coming next year, it's a good excuse to work harder, to take more people to work, to hire more people to do the job. But it was not just, it's not fair to put it, they made the road for the emperor. They wanted to complete the work for the emperor. It's a good excuse, but it's not only that. It's the way they controlled their colonies. And Israel was a colony there of the Roman Empire, of course. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, a few years ago I've hiked not the old part, but many parts of the Adrian Wall in England. And it for me, it was really interesting because we were part of the eastern end of the empire, and Adrian Wall is the other end of the empire. I mean, it's the northwest end of the empire, and right. There's a great hiking trail about 80 miles, 120 kilometers crossing England with a wall in it, which they made the whole wall. I don't think it was ever used to protect them. But again, for me, it was really interesting to make the comparison between what they've done here and what they've done there. And there are so many similarities. Quite amazing.
Yeah, one of my friends walked that trail along Hadrian's Wall just a few years ago, and it's very scenic and it's a wonderful walk. Several years ago, I was walking on what's called the Jesus Trail, which goes from Nazareth to Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee. And there was an area in the, I think it was the Golani Junction area, where there's also a stretch of the Roman road that you can still see.
Exactly. Perfect. Near Kibbutz Levi. Perfectly right. Okay, so the Jesus Trail is, of course, well, it's about the same time, but it's not a historical one. I mean, it's a great hiking trail going from Nazareth to the Sea of Galilee. It's about 60 kilometers, means about 40 miles. Maybe people were using it, but this is not a Roman road. I mean, it crosses some of the Roman roads, as you've said, because what we call Golani Junction today was also an important junction in Roman period. And there you can also see a piece of the Roman road that remains there.
Well, it wasn't in real good condition, but you could still see that there was something there. And I'm hoping in the future to see more of these Roman roads. There was a photo in the article that I saw online of a wayside, I think near Beit Govrin in the southern area, where they actually have restored a Roman road, and there are a number of milestones there.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. This is an archaeological garden or an archaeological place. This was moved. The Roman road really passed next to it. But what you see on the photo there near Bedgovine, as you've said, well, actually, there are two places. One place is that there are a few milestones standing in situ where they were in the middle of a field there. And another way where you can see a paved road, this was moved because the modern road is going on the Roman road and they wanted sort of to save it. So they've moved it just a few hundred meters away, and you can still see there a restoration of the Roman road and also a few milestones. Right.
So that may be one of the best places to see what a Roman road actually looked like, one of the best examples it's preserved today.
Yeah, but there are a few places where you can see it in Israel. I mean, there are quite a few places where you can still see the remains of the Roman road. No doubt this is one of them. Around Beit Gavrin is a good place because, well, it's a little farther from the central part of Israel. There are not so many building sites there. In Beit Gavrin itself, of course, there are a lot of archaeology, really interesting, and it's an amazing place for archaeological fans.
For those who've just joined us, we're talking with Israeli journalist Moshe Gilad about Roman roads in Israel. There have been some maps that were made, I think, back in the 1970s. Some professors from Tel Aviv University put together a map of some of the Roman roads.
There are maps showing all the Roman roads crossing Israel. Again, the similarity between this map and the map of the modern roads in Israel today is quite amazing.
But they're not building roads along those routes anymore.
No, because they're looking for, again, the technology enables them to build roads which will go faster. So if you go up the mountain, instead of going up the mountain, you can go across the mountain, either by tunnel or by digging in the mountain, which the Romans didn't do. The Romans followed the topography. So they used the valleys to build their roads in, for example.
One of the interesting facts that I found in your article is that there have been 500 Roman milestones that have been found and recorded in Israel. So that's quite a large number.
Yeah, of course. First of all, it's really interesting to see them. And in some places, you can still see them. Well, for me, the best is to see them in the place they were originally. It's interesting because in the past, I thought that there is like one milestone every mile, but it's not the way they work. In some places, even now, you can see them 5, 6, 7 stones in the same place, and they were not moved. This is the way it was originally, because for each event, or if they wanted to give honor to someone for a visit of the emperor or something like that, they've put another stone. So in some places, there are 5 or 6 or 7 stones standing. These are about 1 meter tall, something like that. On some of them, there is an inscription. On some of them, there's no inscription. But it's very easy to see that they were milestones. They are round. They look different. They're not just like rocks. Mm-hmm. And they are 2,000 years standing there. Quite amazing.
So I guess we should mention that there's actually a campaign underway to, I guess one way of looking at it is to create modern milestones along the Roman roads by seeking donations from people who will help restore the roads and draw more attention to them because this is a great resource.
Yes, this is a way of well, people who like hiking, biking, mountain bikes, things like that, and also like archaeology. They would like to restore, volunteering, of course, it's not a business for anyone yet. They would like to restore the network of Roman roads. They would like to make it much better known for Israelis and for tourists. They're trying to raise money for that. And one of the ideas they have, which is, I'm not sure if it's funny or original or nice, is to put new milestones. I mean, if your family wants to make you a nice birthday present, they can buy you a milestone like this. And this will raise money for the restoration of the roads. The initiative is a tourism initiative. The goal is to make it like a tourism project, the restoration of the roads, preserving them where you can still see them, making hiking or biking map of these roads, and inviting people to visit the place. Yeah, this is the idea. And they're very enthusiastic about it. It's nice.
One of the people you talked with, I guess, is the leader of this initiative, David Milgram. How long has he been working on this?
He's doing this for many years. He's doing this for about 20 years. But working is not the right word. He's a businessman. He's well known in Israel because he's worked in the government for a while. But it's his hobby. I mean, he's not working. He has this idea and he would like to promote it. He's doing quite a few things promoting it. They have a website. They have a Facebook book, which is very active. And they are trying to look for volunteers in each place where there is a Roman road. The idea is that in each place, people would take care of the road, will clean it, will keep it looking nice, etc. And this is where they can promote it. Mr. Milgram, I guess he's a good businessman, but there is no business behind it so far. I mean, it the way I see it, it will be very difficult to make any progress with this without the government. I mean, without money coming from the Antiquities Authority. And going back to the beginning of our conversation, they have so many demands on their hands to promote places, to promote archaeological sites, that I'm not sure this is one of their main priorities.
You could make the point, though, that this is an unexploited tourism opportunity.
Totally. But not the only one in Israel.
Yeah. But there are hiking trails all over Israel, so why not Roman road trails also?
This is exactly the point. You're perfectly right. There are hiking trails anywhere, but in an interesting way, for many, many years, they avoided the Roman roads. Why? Because the Roman roads in many places go along the highway. It's next to the highway, next to the main road. So cars are going there. If people are going hiking, usually they would look for a quieter, far away place. So there is some contradiction here. Still, for people who like archaeology, who like to see evidence of the past, this is really interesting. And again, it's for me, it's quite amazing to see these milestones, 2,000 years old, still standing there. I mean,
it is amazing. And I'm hoping to see more Roman roads on my next time in Israel. My thanks to Moshe Galad, an Israeli journalist, for drawing our attention to Roman roads in Israel. We'd like to remind you that we have a quarterly news magazine about biblical archaeology called Artifacts. And we also have plans for a trip to Israel in November of 2024. You can find out more information on that and also other resources, including breaking news videos from the Israel Antiquities Authority at our website at radioscribe.com. That's radioscribe.com. I'm Gordon Govier. Thanks for joining us. We invite you back next time for more Backgrounders on the Bible through Biblical Archaeology on The Book and the Spade.
The Book and the Spade is produced by Scribe Media. For information on biblical archaeology resources or obtaining a copy of this program on CD, go to our website at radioscribe.com.